in the financial regulatory space, we do seem to spend quite a bit of time staying one step ahead of the ever-shifting goalposts of the arbiters of financial purity, in this case the FATF. Our FIU was asking for some input on the bill as it proceeded. And the main thing that this bill does is to add virtual assets to the body of property and assets that fall under the ambit of the Proceeds of Crime Act. Honorable members would know that we have a Proceeds of Crime Act from 2013. We have also an anti-money laundering and terrorist financing code of 2017. And as time progresses, as technologies change, and as criminals get more and more creative in hiding and moving resources, the legislation has to adapt. And in this case, it's really adapting into the space of cryptocurrency.